please turn with me this evening to the letter of Jude, and we're going to read for, by way of text at the commencement, verse 3. Jude and verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, our subject before us this evening is how to be godly in an ungodly world. How to be godly in an ungodly world. You remember this morning that we spoke about that tree cast into the bitter waters, and the waters were made sweet, and the Lord is the Lord that heals. In the very person of the Lord Jesus Christ, a wonderful picture there God has given us. But after that, we read directly about walking in the way of the Lord. And we need grace to walk in God's way. We cannot do it in our own strength. But neither does God allow us to go to heaven in an armchair. We have to exercise ourselves unto godliness. There is a responsibility that is laid upon us to be committed to the way. But the Word of God is so helpful to us to speak to us and how it is we might resist the devil, how it is we might walk in this way, how it is that we might be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man and walk in this narrow way. God also undoubtedly, in harmony with our exercise, uses certain events and issues in our life to sanctify us and to help us to depend more and more upon the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Word. So we're going to look at this letter this evening just for a few moments, and we're going to see how Jude gives us 6 helpful steps that we need to take if we are serious about being godly in an ungodly world. You'll notice in this letter how many times Jude speaks about the problem of ungodliness. Ungodliness. If you look in, for example, in verse 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. But beloved, in verse 17, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have this relevance here. Jude is speaking about the problem of walking in a world which is ungodly, an idolatrous world, and yet we, as the Lord's people, are called as the beloved of the Lord to walk in the pathway of godliness. So that's the context.